knows that number.
Good morning, it's 8464CA. Well, I remember when the Prime Minister contacted the office and said I was keen to get on the Breakie Show and talk about the Northern Australia insurance pool, the reinsurance pool, which in a lot of ways we thought that was a great thing because it's been a long-term issue for so many people in tropical North Queensland with respect to the insurance premiums, particularly for our cyclone-prone regions. Now that I think back about it, I was happy to talk to the Prime Minister, but it was not due to kick in until July this year. So that's after the federal election. Doesn't matter which way you look at it. It was a promise for the future that was certainly not set in stone. Now, thankfully, insurance premiums for a lot of people have started to drop. It's a difficult issue because, you know, generally governments don't want to get involved in what is basically private business affairs. But it certainly seems in retrospect that this insurance pool is not going to work. I mean, we were talking about maybe just a 10% reduction when we needed far greater reductions. Let's talk about that. We've had a week or two of disaster here right across Queensland. Joining me this morning is Senator Murray Watt. He's the Shadow Minister for Northern Australia and Shadow Minister for Disaster and Emergency Management. Good morning, Murray.
G'day, the other Murray. Good to talk to you. Always good to talk to a Murray.
Yeah, that's certainly the case. Let's talk a little bit more about this. You know, in hindsight, I think that it has possibly been a fairly empty promise with respect to that reinsurance pool. The issue has started to sort itself out, but at the end of the day, resilience and actually having stronger communities when it comes to facing these disasters seems to be one of the real keys moving forward.
Yeah, well, certainly you know better than me, Murray, and all of your listeners do, how much we've seen insurance premiums skyrocket in North Queensland over the last few years. And in fact, it's getting to a point that many people just can't afford insurance or actually aren't able to get insurance because they can't find a company who will insure them. So that problem has only got worse over the last few years, despite multiple promises from Warren Entsch and the Morrison government to fix it. So we're eagerly awaiting to see the results of the consultation that the government does about its proposal for reinsurance. But I have to tell you, from the discussion I've had with local governments, with insurers, with chambers of commerce, that people don't really think that this latest proposal from the government will do much. And I noticed that we still haven't heard anyone from the Morrison government actually say how much that it will save people on their insurance premiums and how many more people will qualify for insurance who currently don't. So I am concerned that this is just another empty promise from this government to get them through the election. And let's face it, they've got a history of doing that. They've done it with the NAIF, where they announced a big fund and barely spent anything. They've done it with disaster management funding, where they've announced a lot and haven't delivered. They've done it with the Captain Cook Highway, which has been announced before the last election, still hasn't been done. Time and time again, we see Scott Morrison and his government promise the world, get themselves through an election, and just not deliver. And I really hope that the reinsurance bill is not the latest example of that.
And, you know, some commentators were saying possibly 10%, but thankfully market forces for a lot of people have actually found that there are reductions far in excess of 10% if you get the right insurer that basically can come to the party for you. So at the end of the day, you know, it does seem that this reinsurance pool is possibly not even going to be needed long term. But we still have disasters. Just in the last week here in Queensland, we've had some very serious issues. What about the $4.7 billion emergency response fund? What's happened with that? It's been promised by the Morrison government, but what about actually getting it on the ground, assisting Queenslanders and Australians dealing with some of these issues?
Yeah, well, this is another example, Murray, like the ones we were talking about, the NAIF and other things, where the government has made a big promise with a big price tag and just hasn't followed through. All through this government, we see all sorts of hollow logs where they promise billions of dollars or hundreds of millions and don't actually follow through. And they've done it again with disaster management. Back in 2019, which is nearly 3 years ago, this government announced that they would create what was then a $4 billion emergency response fund. And the idea was that it would fund disaster recovery and disaster prevention or mitigation projects every single year. And what do you know? We're 3 years on. We've been through three disaster seasons since that announcement was made. Not a single disaster prevention project has been funded from this fund. Not a cent in disaster recovery funding has been spent from this fund. In fact, all it has done is earn the Morrison government $750 million in interest through being invested. So it's propping up the government's bottom line, but it's not doing anything to help disaster victims or to prepare for the future disasters. So Albo and Labor think that we can do a much better job with that funding and use it to invest properly in disaster prevention activities. And that's what we'll be announcing as part of Albo's road trip, is that if we're elected, we will convert that fund to a disaster ready fund and use it to fund up to $200 million a year in disaster prevention and mitigation projects. So in places like Cairns and far north Queensland, that's most likely to involve things like cyclone shelters, evacuation centres, telecommunications improvements, seawalls once you get up to places like the Torres Strait. But, you know, in other parts of the country where bushfires are more of a risk, then that might be funding things like fire breaks and other things as well. So, you know, the best thing we can do, I think, as a country is to actually look over the horizon and take steps before these things hit us. And it's a bit like what we're seeing from Scott Morrison and his government at the moment with COVID-19. They don't ever seem to take action until we're in the middle of a crisis. They don't get the rapid antigen test. They don't get the vaccines. They don't get the kids vaccinated until things get completely out of hand. And then they finally act, and it's always too little too late. What Labor wants to do and what Albo wants to do is to take steps beforehand, to prepare, to plan, to take action first when it comes to natural disasters, so that we can keep people in far north Queensland safe and save the billions of dollars we spend every single year repairing the damage.
Now, look, you've touched on mitigation and coming back to the reinsurance pool as well. Mitigation on a personal level, your own house, but also mitigation in local areas, seawalls and all those type of things, actually having rings around disaster-prone areas, I think have been some of the key things to actually bring down some of those insurance policies over the years. So it seems like this mitigation is actually going to be stronger than a reinsurance pool at the end of the day. It's basically assisting the market forces without actually directly going in there and directing the insurers what they must do.
Yeah, well, certainly when I had to speak to insurers and local governments and other people affected by natural disasters, what they tell me is that one of the best ways that we can be keeping sort of pressure to keep insurance premiums down is by properly investing in disaster mitigation, because how an insurer works is that they look at the risk of insuring a property. They look at the risk of it being hit by a cyclone or a flood. And depending on that level of risk, they either charge you more or less. If you can reduce the risk of a home being flooded or a business being knocked over by a cyclone by strengthening its roof, by, you know, fixing up apartment blocks so that they're a bit more resistant to cyclones, what that means is that the risk of those properties being damaged is reduced, and that helps insurers keep their insurance premiums under control. So for a relatively small investment by the federal government, we can actually make a really big difference to try to contain some of these increases that we're seeing in insurance premiums. It's a really practical step about putting more money in the pockets of people who live in far north Queensland.
He's the Queensland Senator, Murray Watt. He's the Shadow Minister for Northern Australia and Shadow Minister for Disaster and Emergency Management. It's always great to talk to you. Look, Murray, I can't help it. We do it every time. We always say goodbye. Listen to this.
So it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him. Good night. Good night.
Well, I think that's probably the best way to end our interview. Always great to talk to you.
Good night, Murray.
Now you can keep in touch with Cairns wherever you go.